In 1917, Manuel de Falla premiered The Magistrate and the Miller's Wife, a musical work with pantomime that explored love, jealousy, and revenge. But El Corregidor had a short life. Ballet impresario Sergei Diaghilev saw potential, though, and 2 years later, reinvented the work as a ballet called The Three-Cornered Hat. Angel Gil Ordóñez is the musical director of the post-classical ensemble and a fan of Falla's multi-textured music.
He is so extremely elegant and delicate, bringing all these popular and ancestral components and use them with, you know, the Western European tradition of composing. So it's very sophisticated, it's very elegant, and the Andalusian part is there, the flamenco part is there, but it's brought with such a new fragrance in a completely different essence that, you know, it touches everybody.
Artistic director, Joseph Horowitz.
This piece comes from a period where Falla, with his friend García Lorca, the poet, was engaged in a project of revitalizing Spanish music by drawing on flamenco. Very similar to, in spirit, to what Stravinsky was doing with Russian music or what Bartok was doing with peasant music.
We're talking about 1917, which was all these extraordinary things happening in Europe. Falla was in Paris, friends with Picasso, with Stravinsky. It's all this mixture of things going on, of tendencies. So it's a very, very extraordinary moment in history for art.
And for all its familiarity, Ordóñez says when El Corregidor comes to D.C.'s Harman Center for the Arts, it will be new to many.
Many people will recognize most of the first act, but then they will be surprised by the second one, because they are going to see and to listen to music that they never heard in the final version.
However, Horowitz admits there was a reason Sergei Diaghilev reworked the piece.
But Diaghilev, you know, was a great impresario and a shrewd judge of such matters, and he identified specific elements that he wanted changed. He wanted a new ending, and indeed, the ending of Corregidor is weak.
Luckily, those problems suit musical director Angel Gil Ordóñez's philosophy.
Let me tell you how I approach music. When I'm studying a new piece, or even an orchestral piece that I have conducted many times, I try to become the composer. So I think if you don't feel that you owe the piece, if you don't own the piece, you cannot actually make a good interpretation.
Plus, the choreographer took matters into his own hands.
Ramon, the choreographer, has changed the ending by repeating the best-known number, the Fandango.
Ramon Oyer choreographed using two dance troupes, Barcelona's Passajes Danza and New York's Perry Dance Ensemble. Perry Dance founder and artistic director, Igal Perry.
The traditional flamenco movement and rhythms are integrated into the work in a very subtle way. So there's a section, for example, that people clap their hands. It's not necessarily totally flamenco style. It stems from that. Or certain movements, the way of holding the body upright is always there, but it's intertwined with really modern style of movement.
Perry says Ramon Oyer's choreography is dense and abstract. Dancer Sharon Milanese agrees.
We're not exactly sure where the piece is going at this point. We're not exactly sure what all the arcs are. But we should probably get some more information when we start up rehearsal in a week or so.
What specifically has been challenging? What have they been forcing you to do?
Ramon works very full-bodied. Definitely have to have a strong ballet technical base to be able to stand on your legs while you're doing it. But it's very full-bodied. Nothing is not moving most of the time.
Tricky dance steps may be the least of the company's problems. Conductor Gil Ordóñez says today there are many difficulties associated with developing a classical performance.
Classical music is not the problem. Everybody loves classical music. What is very difficult for many people is the format that has in which classical music has been presented for already 500 years. Overture, or concerto with a soloist, intermission, and symphony. We are obsessed with bringing back to the stage this sense of occasion. We're bringing a ballet component. We have accompanied music to extraordinary documentaries of the 1930s with live music.
Still, the conductor says despite a presentation that blends documentary, pantomime, and dance, it all comes down to the music.
What they are going to be surprised, the audience, is how Faya is able to convey such a symphonic element with 16 instruments. The different colors, the textures, and the symphonic power of the late ballet comes already with 16 players. This is fascinating for me.
Oh, and as for the story, does the magistrate get the miller's wife? Hilo Ordóñez isn't telling. For Metro Connection, I'm Andrew Hiller.